dealt not ingenuously with the Queen, added he. I loved, and still love, Madame de Thémines, from whom the letter I have mentioned came. Judge, then, on either side how distressed I shall be if this paper is handed about as mine. My conduct has been blamable, I confess, yet I entreat you to assist in extricating me from this difficulty. Go to the Dauphiness, who by this time has the letter from Madame de N, and get it for me on any terms before it goes further. Your situation, said Namur, I allow, my friend, is an unpleasant one. You cannot doubt of my readiness to serve you, but I assure you, in this matter, there are some difficulties on my own account that I would very gladly avoid. And if the paper, as you say, fell from your pocket, how am I supposed to persuade anyone that it dropped from mine? I thought I had before informed you, said de Chartres, that the Dauphiness has been told the letter is yours. How, replied Namur hastily, apprehending the consequence of the mistake, do they believe it mine already? Assuredly, said the Viscount, and the reason is that you and I were really speaking to each other at the instant it was dropped. Therefore, if you do not avow it to be yours, it must inevitably be pronounced mine, and I have already told you the fatal consequences of such an event to me. It is in your power to get it instantly returned as yours, and to save me a world of inquietude. Namur really loved de Chartres. He wished to oblige him, yet could not help hesitating to give this proof of his friendship. He paused. He knew not what to determine upon. I see very plainly, said the Viscount, that you fear making someone you love unhappy by this mistake. This difficulty will I obviate. Most likely, 'tis the Dauphiness herself, whom you would not suffer to imagine the letter yours. It is by no means reasonable you should sacrifice your happiness to mine. I consent to your revealing to the woman you love, whoever she be, the reasons of your conduct, and for your further justification, I give you this billet from Madame d'Amboise, the friend of Madame de Thémines, who demands from me the very letter I have lost. Their names are here inserted. It is addressed to me, and will leave no doubt with the person to whom you show it. Hasten then, my friend, I beseech you, and set my mind at peace as soon as possible. And Namur gladly took the billet, as he was impatient to clear himself to Madame de Clèves, who he was certain by this time was fully acquainted with the matter. He went immediately to her house, and was a good deal disappointed to be told she was not yet risen, though it was then very late. He begged she might be asked at what hour she would see him, as he had something very particular to communicate to her. Madame de Clèves was a good deal surprised at his message, but so totally out of humour at the very name of Namur, that she answered she was indisposed and should see no company that day. Namur, when he recollected the cause why he was treated thus severely, could not be altogether displeased. Anything was preferable to her indifference. But in what manner he should be able to convince her that he deserved not the censure he now laboured under was a task by no means easy to accomplish. He inquired for the Prince of Clèves, and being conducted to his apartment, told him he was come to Madame de Clèves on a matter that very nearly concerned the Viscount de Chartres, her uncle, that it was really an affair of some importance, and though he heard she was not well, entreated he would prevail on her to see him but for a few minutes. He explained part of the subject of his visit, and the Prince readily conducted him to her dressing room, where she was sitting quite in dishabille and alone, having desired that no visitors whatever should be admitted. She was struck with astonishment when she saw who her husband had introduced into her apartment. "You must not refuse to see Namur," said he. "He comes to you on business relative to your uncle, and you must consult together what can be done for him. I would willingly assist you, but am under a necessity of attending the king immediately. I doubt not but you will be able to relieve the Viscount from his anxiety." Saying this, he left them. "Have you, madame," said Namur, "seen or heard of a letter found yesterday and given to the Dauphiness by one of her ladies?" "I have, sir," she replied, "but cannot see how my uncle can be at all concerned in this matter. His name, I am certain, is not even mentioned in the paper you speak of." "Notwithstanding what you say, madame," answered Namur, "the letter is the Viscount's, and written to him by a lady he very much regards. If you will favour me with your attention, I will relate to you, how much your uncle is interested in this affair. And if you, Madame, do not kindly lend your assistance to recover this letter from the Dauphiness before it is rendered more public, he will think himself extremely unhappy.